What up, y'all? It's your fave girl, Dean. I'm back with another episode of Like You Said. I know it's late. Better late than never. A wise man said that once, but now a wise woman is saying it. And that's on period. Now, the reason why this episode is a little bit late is because I have a very special guest with us here today. And we are going to be talking about some of our regrets. One regret in particular. But before I introduce this guest, and before we get into this episode, you know, we gotta put the track on there. So we're gonna listen to that. And when we come back in, we're gonna talk about this regret that we share in common. Lead a sign to the zodiac. Oh, okay, we're back. We're ready to start. So, I would like to welcome, like you said, very first guest. It is my friend, my sister from another mister, my girl from the east, not the west. But you know we're the best. And that's on a period. My friend Wom. Everyone, clap for Wom. This is so great. Insert applause here. So, over the past, two months, since like September, we have been on a spiritual journey together, which has been really interesting. And we were having this conversation about astrology. And we both agreed that we have spent a huge amount of time.
Way too much.
On astrology and, you know, really letting it give us like the forecast for our lives and all that jazz. And so on today's episode, we're talking about how we actually regret all the time we've spent on like zodiac and astrology and all that stuff. Wom, I don't know, you want to say something to the people? Say hello.
Hello, Islam, your girl from the East Coast of Africa.
Oh, and that's on period.
Period.
She know about Wagwan Nairobi, okay. She is here.
Yeah, talk about astrology and the regrets.
Yeah, so like, I know this is going to be a very like free-flowing conversation, but I guess to start, tell me, like, how you really got involved with astrology and kind of what place it took in your life.
Well, I'd like to say it started in primary school. I think for you guys it translates to elementary school. But, like, back home, because I used to read my horoscopes in the newspaper every day, like, be like, set the tone before school, like, what's my horoscope gonna say? And at the time, and I did that all the time. And then when I moved into high school, my desk mate was like very into like astrology. She was a Scorpio, and everybody knew she was a Scorpio, and she had to make everybody had to know, like, I'm a Scorpio, we do that because I'm a Scorpio, you know, thing.
We know the ones,
yeah. And then I forgot about it. When I moved to Canada, I just didn't think about it as much. I'd be like, yeah, I'm such a Pisces. But I wasn't serious until I met you guys. Then you guys were like, what's your star sign? I said Pisces. Okay, yeah, but what's like your moon and your rising? I was like, what? And then I had to go and like read up on it. And then it just opened up a whole new world. And I was like, wow, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like this because of this. And I had many people be like, how can you tell that your personality is like this because of a bunch of stars? And I used to get so defensive on it. I'd be like, how could you even say that? Like, you're such a Taurus.
My girl was defending the charts. Wow.
I was defending the charts, which was so funny. And I wanted to go and get, like, my palms read and all that. I wanted to go for tarot readings. And, like, even when TikTok started, like, I was deep in tarot TikTok. Like, witch talk. That's where I was. and getting crystals. I mean, I had crystals from, like, back home, like my birthstone and my birthstone, the aquamarine and amethyst. I had those. And then I lost them. Because the Lord be working in mysterious ways. I just lost
them. So the Lord said no.
The Lord said no.
I'm weak.
And then I just lost interest. And I was like, that's a whole waste of time. I could have spent sleeping. Disclaimer, yes, I do sleep a lot. If I'm not talking, I'm sleeping.
Or posting on Instagram.
Yes.
She's a social media strategist. So if you need someone for your socials,
I got you.
Hit up Wom Shooky, okay?
I got you.
I'm going to put her information in the bio at the end of this. Yeah, so I kind of know what you mean about those vibes. Like, my mom always read the horoscopes a lot, and I didn't really get it. And even, like, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you know, the placemat, and it has, like, the Chinese zodiac, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a rat. Like, whatever. But I didn't really understand, I guess, like, the depth of it until, like, this past, like, year and a half-ish, almost 2 years, where, I don't know, just, I think it was when I started kind of losing faith. And I talked about this in the Faith Factor series. So if you haven't listened to that, you should go ahead. It's pretty great, in my opinion. But, yeah, like, I was at a really low point in my faith in God. And I don't know, I was just looking for something that would make sense and something that accommodated me. And then that's when I got introduced to, like, power manifestation and all this stuff and, like, saying the affirmations and people saying, the things you want, you can manifest them. And I'm like, okay, I want this. And, like, playing God that way, like, in my own life. And I didn't realize that that's what it was until now. And I'm like, ooh, messy. But, you know, even, like, thinking back to when I was younger, like, paganism was kind of introduced to me, like, really young. I didn't really get involved, but a friend of mine was really into it. And, like, we would watch movies, like, witch-type stuff. And I wasn't really, like, I wasn't going to go ahead and, like, do a bonfire and, like, put, like, a dead cat in it or something. Like, whatever. I don't know. But we were engaging in that content. And so that was introduced to me at a young age. But I think that when I got older and I was in, like, a place of spiritual desperateness, disparity, is that the word? I don't know. English is a stupid language. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. This is not nice. But, you know, when I got into that place, that's kind of where I started to rely on it. And I was heavy in it. Like, I can't, like, tarot videos are anywhere between, like, 15 minutes and, like, an hour. And I used to watch, like, 3 or 4 tarot videos a day. Like, I just needed the hints and all the keys and all the tools to try and figure out, like, what was going to happen next, because I felt like I had no control over my life. And so, like, I understand, like, it can be enticing, too, because when you look at a birth chart and you really start to understand it, It kind of explains things so well that you're like, oh, yes, this makes sense. And but then even when there's things that you don't identify with, you just don't second guess it because everything else is like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the flip side, it's just like God made you how you are, so just accept who you are. And it's like, okay, so I don't have to care about my Saturn and my Mars and my Pluto and, like, all this stuff. Like, it's irrelevant at the end of the day because you're a unique composition and that's how God wanted you to be.
Yeah.
And so at what point would you say you knew that you were, like, I guess, quote-unquote, in too deep with this stuff?
Wow. When I started tweeting about it, and I had a bunch of healers, quote-unquote healers, and, like, spiritual people on Twitter. Like, every morning, she'd be like, oh, this is a message for the water signs. And I'd read it, and I'd be like, oh, my God, she's in my business. Like, how does she know all this thing? And I'd retweet them, and I was sharing, and to the point now I started downloading CoStar and all these apps. And I was, like, actively looking for the, like my birthstone again. I was like looking for all these rocks and all these crystals, and like I was trying to find sage, and I was like, why am I looking for all these things? So like, why? And I think for me it's because like back home, obviously witchcraft, nobody plays with witchcraft back home because it's dangerous, but like Zodiac made it look, it was like a fairy tale for me. It was like a very problem solver. Yeah, it was very, yeah, it was very like, oh, there's the bad side of witching and this is like the good, the mm-hmm. good side of it. So that everybody back home is like, you don't hang around with witches and you don't do this and you don't touch that and you don't go here. And then Zodiac is like, but this rock is healing and the sage is like clarifying. And so I was like, okay. And also the manifestation thing is like, but then for me, I started questioning it when stuff wasn't happening.
Right.
So I'd be like in the mirror. I remember I have it. I think it's in my journal. It's like a whole page because somebody said, you gotta do like shadow work, and then write down, yeah, like shadow work first so that you can identify your past traumas and blah blah blah, and then manifest, like write down all the manifestations. And I wrote them down and they were like, yeah, just give it a couple days and you should start seeing the results in like a month. And I was like, oh. Where's the results for me? And it got to a point I was like, I pray and get answers faster.
Interesting. So was that like the turning point for you?
I think, yeah, for me that was I was like, I pray and I get answers quicker than me writing them down and like manifesting. And then the question was like, why am I saying the universe?
Mm-hmm.
When there's something bigger than the... And it always used to bug me in the back of my head. Conviction right. is mad strong. Like, whether you're in there for real, like, whether you're fully in the word or not, like, mm-hmm. once you've experienced Christ like that, conviction yeah. be...
Heavy, heavy.
It be knocking at the back of your head. Because it used to bug me. I'd be like, yeah, I'll leave it to the universe. And the back of my head is like, universe? What?
Not the verse.
Not the verse. And it's like, there's somebody who's bigger than the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I started understanding. Because I started looking at other people's testimonies about how they were in the whole... they were actual witches.
Wow.
And they were like, they can't coexist. You're either worshipping, quote-unquote, the universe, or you're worshipping God. You can't say, I'm leaving to the universe. And then turn around and be like, God, you know, you can't do that.
Right. Right. It's interesting, like, doing that and then praying before you go to sleep.
Exactly.
It's like just pick one. Seriously. And that's biblical. Like, it you is. Can't serve two masters. That's on Bible. Period. Type it. BibleGateway.com. It's in there.
You version.
Okay. And so, like, they're like, that's for real. Do you think that because you already had a relationship with God, that it was easier for you to come to that clarity?
I think so, yeah. I think because how many times have, like, you've given your life to Christ already the first time? How many times have you rededicated it? Like, you already know. You know God. You know His promises. You know all these things. It's just, like, in some cases, you choose to shut it out.
Mm.
But then, like I said, it was, like, every time I'm doing something to do with Zodiac, it's just the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, why would you rely on a rock for protection when you have the actual rock?
That's facts.
Like...
That's facts.
It is.
It's crazy that you say that because I think, was I telling you this? I think I was telling you this the other day, but the first time that I went to see a medium, and this is, I think, where it really started, like, digging deep for me, because I wasn't going to a medium because of anything related to, like tarot-wise. Like, I was just curious about communicating with people who passed away, and I think part of that was the trauma that I have from my experiences with grief. I have a lot of experiences with grief since I was a really young child, and it's something that I still kind of struggle with. And so I think that part, I thought that it would help my healing process if I was able to, like, connect in some way. And that was, like, a big motivation for me for a medium. And a lot of things were revealed to me. But the first time I went to a medium, at the end of it, she, like, shuffled a deck of cards. And there were these purple cards. And she was like, pick one. And there was a crystal on the back. And so, like, it's a crystal that is for, like, whatever. And the first one I picked was a tiger's eye. And it was for protection. And, like, I read about it and this, that, and the other thing. And then they gave me one. I'm like, hey, cool. Oh, my gosh. I had the tiger's eye in my purse, in the car. Like, I did not leave the house without this rock. Right? Okay. Then I lost it. And I was always thinking about it, but I never went and got another one. And then, recently, I had gotten a tiger eye ring. And I loved it. But, like, it was really big because of, like, the wire. Mm-hmm. And so I put it, like, to the side because sometimes I find it in the way when I'm driving. And I lost the ring. And then I got a bracelet, like a tiger's eye bracelet.
Yeah, you did.
And, like, it was mostly for aesthetic just because I really liked the look of the crystal. But I lost that, too. I said, yeah, you know what? These rocks ain't for me. Every crystal I've ever gotten, I don't have anymore. I might still have, like, one, but I never even used it. It was supposed to be for, like, you're supposed to use it when you pray. And it's supposed to help with, like, direct communication with
The power,
the divine, whatever. And, like, you're supposed to hold it while you pray. I never held that rock. It's still in the box. I don't even know if I still have the box. But, like, listen, and even when I got a birthstone ring, and I bought that for myself.
Yeah, same.
I lost it. It fell off my hand before I came into my house one day, and I have not been able to find it since. Like, the Lord said, no, you're not getting that.
Because I had the birthstone earrings. Fell right off.
Wow. See? And I think, like, you spoke about conviction. And I think what did it for me was, it started happening before the last time I went to a medium. Like, I want to say, like, earlier in the, like, I don't know, a little while ago, though. Definitely within the past year. I hadn't been watching Tara for a while, and I was just in this weird headspace, and I was like, well, let me just watch one, like, it's harmless type of thing. And while I was watching it, at some point, I just didn't hear what they were saying, and all I could think of was, I don't like someone else speaking over my life. And that was, like, really weird for me. I was like, I've allowed all these different people on YouTube who don't know me to speak things over my life. Mm-hmm. And mind you, these are general readings, so not everything is meant for you, and they say take what resonates. But one thing about the game, you try to pick what is most pleasing to you.
Yep.
They could say someone is going to lose their job and you don't want to hear that, and so you avoid that and still lose your job. Mm-hmm. But you're too busy thinking about wanting that life partner that they're talking about. Oh, you're about to meet a twin flame. Like, okay. So you're focusing on the twin flame, but you lose your job. But you're only going to notice whether or not you meet your twin flame.
Yep.
Right. And so, like, there's this, like, area of choice, and I find that, I don't know, like, I think that, you know, this sounds weird, but, you know, why can't losing a job and finding your person both be parts of your life? Like, that is life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But people will try to choose what they want. And that was the thing I found, was people were speaking things over my life, and I was only listening to what I wanted to hear. And so then, even though things were happening around me, I wasn't paying attention because I was looking for certain things, and then I would get frustrated. And then that's what entices you to go and get a personal reading and this, that, and the other thing. Because then you say, oh, it's general. Mm-hmm. And so let me actually go one-on-one with a reader and figure things out. And so that was kind of the first thought for me. And then it kind of went into this point where the last time I had a reading, I went to a different medium, and she was actually more tarot than just channeling. Mm-hmm. I used to just go to a medium who didn't really use cards. Like, she had oracle cards, and it'd be like themes of your life, mm-hmm. but like you picked out those cards. But she would do your reading first and all that jazz. But the last medium I went to, she was more on the tarot side of things, and she said some things that never happened. Like, I was supposed to have a boyfriend by now. Something else that I won't say because it's, you know, I don't want to speak too soon on the platform.
I'm weak.
But, you know, she was against some things that the Lord had actually had planned for my life. Mm-hmm. And there's just a few other things. And she was, like, very detailed, especially with this guy I was supposed to meet. Like, she was very detailed, like physical attributes. Like, I was looking around at every man that crossed my path being like, okay, no. She was talking about a dude with a mole. I was looking for every dude. I was looking at everyone for a mole, and I was like,
No.
You ain't got no mole? Okay, stop talking to me. Like, I was really taking her word for it, and I'm like, Dina, why are you out here doing that? Like, you know, whoever it's going to be is who it's going to be. And they were supposed to come by the end of the summer. It just snowed yesterday, therefore.
Summer's over.
Summer is long over. Christian Gulf Fall was short-lived. And here we are. So, like,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. And I think about all the people that we talk to about this stuff. Because I'm like, wow, like, I could have potentially made someone believe in this stuff. Mm-hmm. And now, here we are retracting our statements.
No.
We're dumb. We're dumb.
Stupid.
Okay. Like, I'm just like, wow, like, I was really out here.
Because you really shift your focus. You know that? Like, you start focusing. Because for me, it was, like, I was supposed to get the guy. But then one moment, it was the guy was a Scorpio. Huh. And then the next time I was like, oh, yeah, but this one is legit. He was supposed to be a Cancer.
Okay.
And then it was like all of a sudden he a Taurus.
Okay.
And I was like,
right, every reading is something else.
Every reading is someone different. And the thing is, every time I got the reading, I did meet a guy who was the Scorpio. She said Scorpio. I met a Scorpio. I was like, wow, like, we're bonding. And then it didn't work. And I was like, but she said. And then it was like, oh, he's a Cancer. Actually, definitely a Cancer. And I met the Cancer and I was like, it didn't work. And then you go back and she's like, it's a Taurus. Definitely a Taurus. What is he?
Like, what? Make it make sense. Like, for me on the flip, it was like, oh, you have a soul tie with a Scorpio, or you have a twin flame that is a Scorpio, or whatever. And my, I don't know what you want to call it, my pain in the butt at the time, like, a real deal Scorpio, let's just say that. And things weren't working, and I just always wanted it to work. And, like, every time I would watch a tarot video, the reader would say things like, you know, you're kind of going through this right now, but this is your twin flame. And so it'd be like, okay, so this is what it's supposed to be like for now. And it allowed me to make so many excuses for this dude who treated me like pure garbage. And I was just depressed the whole time. And I was just looking for something to eventually happen and thinking if I just stick it out, I'll be better. And it just made me worse. And so I feel like it really gave me a lot of false hope for things. And it avoided me from seeing the reality. And it's funny because they always talk about, like, being honest with yourself and letting things go. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know? But what am I letting it go for? So that I can have this person who treats me bad? Like, how long are they supposed to treat me bad? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I remember because we used to, like, talk about it and just be like, oh, yeah, that's the Remember the Sagittarius?
Okay.
And we was like, yeah, it's Sagittarius and Pisces, so crazy. And we had already done a whole thing.
A whole thing. And how'd that end?
Premium exclusive tours.
Okay.
Because the Sagittarius in question had a whole girlfriend.
Okay. For a very long period of time.
A long periodically time.
And had This is what happens when you live at home and you're trying to be great. To all those who understand the struggle, it will not last forever. Please be encouraged. I beg.
We met Sagittarius and it clicked. And we're just like, it's a Pisces Sagittarius type thing, you know, it's a thing.
It's the vibes.
And we held the vibes for what, 3 weeks?
Okay, that was a very long three.
That was a very long 3 weeks.
The longest 3 weeks ever. And every day there's something new.
Oh, boom. He has a girlfriend.
Okay.
And not even, she might as well be his wife.
Okay, no, for real, like lockdown, said the foundational.
Yeah, oh girlfriend, yeah.
The ride or die.
The foundational girlfriend.
So then why are you looking at me, weirdo?
Dumb. Anywho, that was then. We're for the Lord.
Right. So, speaking of the Lord, my question is, you know, like, how did you kind of transition from that reliance and maybe even to an extent belief in this astrological zodiac world to rededicating your life to Christ?
I feel like that was easy. I feel like out of all the things I had to let go of from the world, astrology was the easiest. Because for me, it was like, again, I'm gonna say, like, I get answered quicker via prayer than manifestation. So it was so easy. It just got to a point, I stopped checking. I deleted CoStar. I wasn't following, the witch talk, I just cleared.
CoStar's a crazy app. CoStar threw me off one day. because one day it said something about, it said something about God that was, like, really crazy. And I was like, how could you say that? I need to find
canceled.
It.
Canceled.
No, seriously. I was like, what? It was, like, something about God not being real. And I was like, this ain't sitting right with me.
No. It was pretty easy. Like, first of all, I didn't even have the crystals. Because every time I said I was going to go buy crystals, like, my card wouldn't go through.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that I was broke. But it was just like, I literally went and I had, like, grabbed a bunch of rocks and crystals and, like, sage and all these things. And I got to the thing and my card didn't go through.
Yeah, the Lord loves shaming mom.
But I think that's his favorite pastime. But you know, it's okay. We love it. We love discipline from the Father.
Yes, we do. He chastises who he loves.
He did, right? But, which is funny because it didn't work. But when I went to grab a coffee, it worked. So, you tell me.
Okay. Yeah, like, I think for me, the transition wasn't that hard either. I just think that I got to a point where, like, I had decided to rededicate my life. Well, not rededicate my life. I decided to get back into a relationship or work towards a relationship with God in January. And then during our first fast together at the end of September is when I rededicated my life to Christ. And I think that what did it for me was just, like, seeing, like, looking at all the things I really depended on for tarot and, like, looking at all of the blessings I've had, even despite this, like, pandemic. Like, you know, these were things that I was hoping and wishing for and trying to manifest since 2018. And then I put God back at the center of my life. Everything's been boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. And I'm like, wow, you know, like, when you just
surrender.
When you surrender and God's like, you know, give me a shot. Because literally that's where I was at. I was like, I felt like I tried everything else. And I was like, well, I have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. This isn't a place that's not familiar to me. So, like, you know, I don't know. Like, let's just see. You know, maybe God sees me now. Maybe God cares this time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was thinking. And he's like, oh, you want to know how much I care? And it was just like, whoa. Like, the healing, the growth, the opportunities, like the people I've met, you know, like my life is totally different now. Even when we look back, like, cause one thing about me and Awam here, we, wow, we were in the mix. We were party hopping, non-stopping.
Bars.
Okay, we were legs dropping, bottles popping, popping, locking, and dropping. We were out here, out every weekend.
Wilding. Friday through Sunday. Friday to Monday.
Okay. Okay, there was no church, no pastor, no sermon in sight.
No.
We're down.
No. Okay. Not a single one.
Right.
It was literally egos. Egos, Dina's house, whoever's house,
yeah,
beach
like,
party, yeah. Lake party.
We were doing all the things and like
Irie vibes.
Oh, okay, you know the vibes. That was the last vibe we got, and so like we just got to a point where we were like, it was after we decided that we were really kind of getting over that lifestyle
because it was old. Like I was tired,
right? And it was once that we came to that conclusion. The parties just got worse and worse. And we were just like... Right?
Because we were like, oh, this is our last time at Egos. And, like, the quality of Egos just dropped.
Like, it just wasn't... It wasn't it. We were like, oh, okay.
Like, literally, we had the DJs telling us that y'all left and left with everybody.
Yes. We were the party. But now the party is for the praise of our Heavenly Father.
Period.
What you know about that? And so really it was after that, and I don't know when we kind of decided to really go down a spiritual journey together, but...
No, you started it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Because she was like, we said we're not partying. So that was that, because I was like, I'm tired, I can't be bucking around with these children, I need to sleep. In bed by 9, you know, type
not
vibes.
Not the kids, not the bedtime.
It's the bedtime. I was tired.
It's like a curfew for me.
Right? Like 3 months? 3 months of partying does a lot to your body.
Especially when...
World,
okay?
World. Anywho. And it was Dina first. Dina was like, you had your family Bible study and everything. You had all these things going on.
I was really mixing and mingling.
You were first. So I think like when we silence, because you know the whole partying is very loud. Even when you're not partying, but you're thinking about the next part, it's pretty loud.
Well, yeah, because you want to plan.
Yeah.
You want to get your outfit ready and all that stuff.
Remember the jiggle pants? I'm going to throw them out. And,
and that's on repentance. Okay.
She started it, and in the quiet of everything, we was like, you were like, I'm gonna go on a fast. You wanna fast with me? And at first I was like, I didn't take it seriously. I was like,
I was very serious because every time I turned around, like no matter like how many YouTubers I went to or what I was reading in the Bible, like looking for answers for things, everything said I fast. And I prayed, like, I was fasting and praying. Kendra said it, Wonderful Acts said it, like, all these people. And I was like, you know what? If this is what I'm looking for in life, clearly I need to fast and pray. Even my devotional was like, fast and pray. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't want to do it by myself. Like, I don't think I can do it by myself.
And the thing is, I was fasting for answers on relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, let's try. And we did the 3-day dry fast. And I remember on day 3 when we had the cupcakes because I was starving. But I got a lot of answers from that fast. And I was like, okay. And that's when I think because I rededicated my life on the 13th of October. But she was already solid in there.
Yeah, like the second day of the fast, I was like, okay.
Yeah, by the second day, she was done. I was like, you know.
He had some things. He had to clean up house.
I was
cleaning up. But that's okay.
Well, but I wasn't really cleaning up a house per se because I was still in the world. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be at any parties though. But what, it's just 5 people gathering with alcohol? okay, I could do that. Like,
like just making exceptions.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's just...
It's not a party.
It's not a party. I mean, it's just the six of us in the house with a couple of bottles. I mean, what could... until the 13th, I don't even know how it happened. I just remember I was journaling and, like, God was speaking. He was really loud that night. Like, he was loud. He's like, okay, time to choose. You're either for the world or you're for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? I said, right now? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's when I started cleaning up house. So, you know, drinking and, like, being celibate, you know, just start small. And then we did the Daniel fast.
Yeah, we just finished that.
And I didn't know I was such a prayer warrior. Until
yeah, that power was really unlocked.
It was unlocked. Like, your girl be praying.
Okay, for real. Because what? And I think, like, you know, I can't believe my dad's vacuuming right now. wow. Sorry, guys. This is the reality of my situation. But anywho, I think that during the Daniel fast, our, like, spiritual gifts... were unlocked. Like, I realized a lot. Like, you know, I think that people sometimes get discouraged that they don't have certain gifts that they want. Like, I don't know, like, your gift is obviously prayer. And I mean, like, we all know how to pray. Well, I mean, it ain't hard to learn how to pray. But I mean, I know here praying like while I'm praying. Like, if one was praying for you, it's getting done. Okay? It's getting done. And I mean, like, please forward all prayers to Wom Shuki. Because... I'm telling you right now, I have nothing else to say, but yeah.
Said you'll get a page in my prayer file.
No, seriously, she has a prayer file, you guys. All right, and I'm on page 4. Therefore, that's on period. And I think, like, the gift that, for me, I think was, like, the gift of encouragement. I had a lot of people telling me during the Daniel Fest, like, you know, you really encourage me, or, like, you know, you have a way of uplifting people and, like, just... affirming people and da 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 da. And so I think that gift of, like, words of affirmation or affirming or whatever is something that God's really shown me during this process. And it's interesting because I think I've always had that, but during that time where I was really involved in astrology and all that stuff, I don't think I was using my gifts to their full potential. Mm-mm. And if anything, I was looking for encouragement through something that didn't encourage me at all, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't get encouraged, really. It's always, you know, like, people used to tell me, like, readers would say, like, I have a good heart and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, but why are people treating me so bad? And blah, blah,
that's
blah,
the big question right there.
You know? And so I found that, like, yeah, okay, I'm a good person, but... I'm not getting the things I want out of life. Okay, then maybe I don't deserve those things. And starting to feel bad for myself. Whereas when you look at God, you know, God really says, he affirms, like, who you are and who he's made you to be. And you're constantly encouraged because you have his word all the time. And there's so many passages about encouragement. And God talks about not being discouraged all throughout the word. And, you know, so even if I'm not hearing it, from people, I can look at the word of God, or I can, like, look to God, and God, like, shows me. And because of that, it's way easier for me to encourage people. Like, it's nothing for me to text one and be like, you're fantastic, and you're going to do great things in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just putting out that good energy, since everybody wants to talk about energy. I feel like I now have an unlimited source of good energy.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was like, I need a reader to, like, figure out what's going on so I can get my energy. And then, oh, I need to look to myself for my source of energy. But how do you look to an empty vessel for energy?
No, you gotta ask.
Like, how am I getting energy from myself when there's, like, I feel empty? Mm-hmm. Where am I getting it from?
Mm-hmm.
Your higher self. I don't know. I feel low. The higher self is too high. I can't reach it. But here's God meeting us halfway. And that's on Prodigal Son.
Read your Bible.
Okay. So, like, that's kind of where I think the Daniel Fest really showed us some strong attributes that you know, God has given us and wants us to use.
Yeah. I think it also enhanced our gifts.
No, for real.
Because, like, for me, I could pray in tongues. And, like, I could pray in tongues, but my tongues changed. I know it's a very weird thing to say, but my tongues changed. They're different. I don't want to say they're stronger because now it seems like it's a superpower. But it's like they changed. They became different. And it's like people think that these gifts are unreachable. And like to most people, they think only pastors can have these gifts. When in reality, everybody can have the gift. You literally just need to ask.
Yeah.
Like pray on it.
Right. We all have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they can't be activated.
I've been here telling Dina to pray for her tongue. And she's...
The only tongue I got right now is Scotian. But right now, like, I haven't really been asking. And I think that when the time comes,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the Spirit will lead me to ask for that when it's time.
You might just get
but it. I might just get it. And who knows how it will come through. But you guys will be the first to know. Well, I might come in here. What up, it's your fave girl D. And then you won't. Right, you'll be second.
Yeah.
I'll be like doing the intro. It's your fave girl D. And then it's inaudible. And then we're just back to English. Be prepared.
Can we not?
Sorry.
Yeah. So I think the fast really cleaned up house for real. Like it showed us a lot. Like God really did spring cleaning in the fall.
Yeah.
During Daniel's fast.
And I think it made up for the time lost and spent.
In the summer.
And in the Zodiac.
And in the Zodiac.
For real, for real. Like Yeah. To all the people who I tried to sway into the Zodiac realm.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I do apologize.
I humbly repent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, people are still going to choose what they're going to choose, but just know I said what I said.
And I meant it.
And I'm saying it with my chest, okay?
The whole chest.
Right. The whole, like, respiratory area, all right?
And confidence in the Lord.
Seriously, like, there are so many things. So many things. And I just think that at the end of the day, this is a realization I had, I think, since I've been going back to therapy, too, is just people are going to look everywhere that they can physically see for the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually the questions for things that are, like, that have been done before we were even able to perceive what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, we talk about our identity and who am I and blah, 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 but it's like, you know, all of these things were already preordained before we were even here.
And that's on Jeremiah.
Okay.
Read your Bibles, kids.
Right. And, you know, so if that's the case, you know, if the world has really been created by this God that we speak of, you know, why aren't we going to the one who has that knowledge of everything to look for those answers? Like, you know, it seems like a no-brainer. And I think people kind of feel like they're crazy for doing it. But honestly, like, when you understand the personality of God and the personhood of God, it's, you don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have this, like, I have no shame.
Nope.
Like, at all. You know, like, I pray in the car when I'm driving. I pray while I'm at work. Like, I pray all the time. And it's like, I don't know. I just don't care because I have a relationship with that person. Like, if your mom calls you, you're picking up the phone.
Period. Not after 5 rings, but the first ring.
Right. So it's the same thing, a relationship. And honestly, your relationship with God is a blueprint. Like, for real. Like, I have a semi-hardened relationship with my mom. And, like, during this time where I was really trying to find answers everywhere else, it got worse and worse and worse. And I was getting more and more angry. And, like, ever since, like, I have developed this whole different, like, attitude towards my mom and, like, just, like, more understanding and, like, I don't find myself, like, really mad at her anymore or, like, easily irritated or frustrated with her. And I find that I'm a lot more loving towards her. And I've noticed, like, those areas within myself and, like, where all that frustration kind of come from. And, like, before that, okay, I was terrible. Like, it was rough. I was putting my mom through it. Just, like, emotional stuff and, like, intergenerational trauma and things like that. But, you know, when God brings healing into your life, things are able to be unlocked and you feel better and you do better and you have better relationships in life. So
yeah.
I just think that with the Zodiac stuff, like it's, I'm not even going to say it's cool because it's not. Like, no, because it annoys me now. Like when people talk about it now, I'm like, okay, like whatever.
That's true.
And, like, people use it for excuses for a lot of things and why they do things that they do. They feel like people think that it's in their nature to do things that are not conducive to them living a good life. Like, let's use the analogy of a Scorpio because, you know, we talk about the Scorps. Everyone has an idea that Scorpios can be quite toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a Scorpio's going to say, if they really are into that stuff, well, I'm a Scorpio, so, like, that's part of who I am. When that is not who we're meant to be. We're not meant to be toxic people.
Nope.
You know, like, you don't have to identify with those things. Like, if God created humans and said that it is very good, why would we identify with being very bad?
Question of the day, people.
So, I don't know, that's kind of where I'm at and where we are. And I don't know, do you have anything else to add?
I was just going to say, just because we are Christians don't mean it's easy. Because that's the thing. Astrology is all about good vibes and stuff.
Good vibes. Yeah, okay. Like, what?
It's struggling. Not easy, but it's like a situation of we find peace in God through the storm.
And we can rely on him.
Like we in the boat.
He already knows.
You see how there was a whole storm and Jesus slept? That's us.
Right. Like people are really out here stressed about stuff and it's like God already knows the answer. And like to the people who feel shame.
Don't.
Because God already seen it all and he's just sitting here waiting. He's like, it's like, you know, when you order on Uber Eats and you see that the driver is on their way.
Yeah.
They could be stuck in traffic, but you know they're coming. Mm-hmm. So what do? You wait for your meal. Perfect. That is literally what it's like.
Honestly, because I don't know about you, but I've been attacked more during the fast with all these temptations and stuff. And people think it's going to be easy, but it's hard. It's still hard. And people be like, how do you still manage to smile? Because I got the Lord on my team.
Right.
Like, literally, I'm in the boat, napping. And I love me to nap. Like, I love napping.
Right. Like, every single time God, like, elevates you into something.
There's going to be a bit of a pushback. Like, the setback.
Right.
Like, the arrow setup.
But the thing is like, God's already defeated those things. We see it in Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joshua is talking. Well, he's getting ready to go into the promised land and this, that, and the other thing. And God literally tells him, like, you're going to encounter all of these trials and tribulations. But all these people are going to try to attack you.
And kill you
and whatever, whatever. But I've already claimed victory over these things. I've already defeated these people. And Joshua's like, I bet. And he just goes through and is like, living lavish in the promised land, with like all the peoples doing all the things, and they're like, "Wow,
that's the kind of faith I want to have."
Okay, seriously, you gotta God be like, says, "I bet."
God says, "Okay, this is your life. It's gonna be good and set, but in between, there's gonna be all this, you know, this trials and tribulations. But don't worry, I got you." And I just want to be like, "I bet."
Okay. Man, like. That's just what we're striving for, bro.
Yeah.
You know, because before it'd be like, these things are not going right. I need to watch my tarot. And what did that do? Make it worse?
Make it worse?
I'm dumb. I was out here stressing out calm, my friends.
He said, your Mercury's in Gatorade.
Okay, Mercury been in Gatorade 10 years at this point. And
okay. Mercury in Gatorade and asparagus.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? And on that note, this has been a lovely time. If you would like to have her back again, let me know, I guess. It. Oh my goodness.
It's Mercury in retrospect.
Yeah, okay, we're done. We're done.
We're done.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
It's been a lovely time. This is the longest episode I've ever had. But of kiss. But thank you, Wom, for joining us and sharing your story.
You're welcome. If y'all need a testimony, call me.
A testimony?
Send chicken wings while you're at it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all, you already know what it is. I love you guys. You're the best. And until next time, peace and love and all those good things. And don't let astrology rule your life. Please, I beg. Please. I plead. Okay.
Stay blessed.
No stress. Lead the signs to the zodiac.